ceremony. They'd love it.
Well, but they get like you said, if I can feed them.
Well, they'll schedule it for the day, for the time that you could do it.
That's another thing. If we could have the dinner, you know what I mean? If we could have the, I don't want them to have the dinner. We could have the move up the day before. What I mean is that we could arrive and fly, and then that would be an excuse to arrive a day early and go to his ceremony, and then meet the other fall when he comes in.
I think his ceremony is September 3rd.
It is. So it's
right now, it's later today,
and I have to wait then.
No, but they'll move it up. Now, the other fellow, I think, is planned to leave around noon. So if you did it, say, around 1:30, just before you leave.
Anyway, you work out something whereby I can do it, and I'd be glad to go on. Retirement thing's a nice thing.
And I'd like you to give him a medal.
Here's that meeting, sir. I could.
Meanwhile, we'll read a message at the dinner.
Yeah, I read a good message, you know, very warm.
I'm getting Leah to make a statement on the test seating. I think Ehrlichman and Weinberg are a little bit hysterical about this. But Leah has promised to make a statement saying that he supports the debt ceiling, that he doesn't think it should be achieved by cutting defense programs, but he knows you support him on that, so that he's fully aboard.
Well, the problem that we have is that it does appear to be a break in the administration ranks.
It's very up to me, and I said, I better treat you more respectfully now that differently, vice presidential candidate. He said I wouldn't touch it.
He said that? He did?
Yeah. In front of a lot of people.
Humphrey, though. Well, we got to keep him out of that. He mustn't take that. He mustn't take that. He could help himself with labor.
Well, he could help him with labor. But right now, he says, there's total chaos. Well, he said one reason the staff is fighting like crazy to get any regular organization Democrat on the ticket is because they're afraid they'll lose some control. And he said they're all...
They don't want an organization.
No.
Aha, of course.
He said because they don't want to lose control. They said they trust number one.
Well, that's what the Humphrey's organization is.
It may turn out to be a pity that Eagleton was... I didn't think Eagleton was very formidable. The one advantage Eagleton had...
He was a nothing.
The Eagleton thing did have is it sent them back 2 weeks.
Well, listen, it had a great... It not only sent them back against 2 weeks, Henry, but it did seriously impair in the public mind and also particularly in the media mind the image of incorruptibility, of new politics, of straight arrow, etc.
They're going to shut
down. Never going to be able to do that again.
Well, they apparently gave a series of background interviews today explaining that Eagleton really lied to them.
Monster Christ.
Yeah, that's what Beatty told me.
Now they're trying to piss on him more. That ain't going to help.
No.
They're trying to make Eagleton look bad.
Well, they're trying to make themselves look good. That's the sad.
Oh, sure. Well, they lied to them, and they asked him other questions. I know I saw that.
Yeah, there's right. A lot of questions.
Because if he was a denier, I noticed she said, no, she couldn't have done that in a short telephone conversation.
That and a simple bunch.
Well, as you said, it's a revolting.
They've destroyed Eagles. I don't know whether he can run for senator again.
Certainly might put him over.
Then they were afraid he'd duplicate. I said, why the hell did you treat him this way? Why didn't you let him get off? They said, we weren't going to take any chances that he would do a checker speed. I think Eagles made a mistake. He should have gone on television with a speech rather than with Face the Nation.
Face the Nation's waiting time. Of course, the trouble is they may not have the money. You have to buy it for speeches advocacy. Go on, you can get a prime time on television only if you announce something. You can't get it on for advocacy. Well, but don't you agree that the McGovern image has been tarnished?
Be tarnished. I would hope he'd put somebody, if he put somebody like Truett on, or Lucy, or anybody that we don't, that isn't known, then it's a net game. If he gets Muskie or Humphrey, I think then it will help him because it will quiet down the Harrimans and the...
And the labor guys.
I mean, Buckwald had a column the other day, which I think is really quite correct, saying that a new organization is being formed that has tough going, but it's going to go on. It's called Democrats for McGovern.
Democrats.
Claire Lewis called for your consideration. She has two ideas, one of which you don't have to bother with. She thinks if we could have either a session or a ceremony at the East-West Center in Hawaii, it would, A, be symbolically good, and secondly, it would remove that East-West Center even more from the influence of the university, which is totally anti-administration. And that's something that's worth thinking about. Secondly, she says, if you could...
One problem I have with that, just to start with the first one. The university being totally anti-administration, you're likely to have one hell of a lot of...
But the East-West Center isn't at the university.
Yeah, they get there with the kids.
That may be again.
I'd be glad to know it if it weren't for that.
But this is not a major thing, but the second point she made, you might want to consider. She says... She thinks you can carry Hawaii. And she says that she knows there's a 70-1 registration against you, but she knows nobody who's going to vote for McGovern. But she thinks what is needed is if you could give a sort of bipartisan reception, it shouldn't be Republicans, in which the leaders of Hawaii were just an hour for you to shake hands with them. That would give them enough steam and enough of an excuse to come over to you. It should be bipartisan. And I have no independent judgment, but she really made a very persuasive case. Or somebody would give it for you at any rate, so that the Democrats and Republicans, they have a chance of meeting you. And I must say, for
months... Will she be back?
Yeah. And she'd, of course, do anything you want.
I'm just thinking she might
give it to somebody. She'd be happy to do it at her house. She thinks her house is your house.
Providing she had a broad-based group.
That's what she recommends. Now, when I was there, there were two dinners given for me. One was by this Governor Quinn, ex-Governor Quinn, and the other by a fellow called Doheny from Los Angeles. And they were both by Father Doheny.
Rich.
Very rich. A tremendous house. But what was interesting was that there, even then, before the convention was on the way to China, overwhelming willingness to be for you. But now that was before McGovern.
Did you talk, Jerry, to, have you ever talked to Billy Andrews?
To whom?
To Andrews.
I don't know who he is.
Humphrey's minor. Dwayne Andrews.
No, I talked to Humphrey at the time. You know, I have gotten an enormous number of letters from New York from that dinner and lunch. The lunch I disregard, that was such a issue, but the dinner and
lunch. Well, what you do is important. Jewish versus dark is very important to us. The money is, what Schreiber is emphasizing, is not what is important.
No, then, goodwill.
We'll get the money, we'll get the money. But the important thing is, if you can get our Jewish percentage up from 10, which it was, or 10, perhaps less, 63, to maybe 30, in New York, that's critical, because there's a very big Jewish community.
Rabbi told me that he thinks the people who say it will be 45 to 50% are wrong. He thinks it will be around 30%.
Rabbi, that's just exactly right.
That's what
Rabbi. If we could get that, I'd be all for it. I'd be very, very pleased.
Rabbi,
you can't make that much of a change in one election.
Rabbi said he hoped you didn't believe what people were telling you that it might go as high as 50. He thought it would go to 30.
I think 20. That's my guess. Right, that's older.
somehow. They don't like musket for some reason, I can't understand.
Well,
he asked me who would worry me most, so I said, church. And he said, why? I said, because the thing, the thing that worries us most is to you come in with new faces, because this is a tough year for incumbents.
Right, great. Great. We're at that, right? They'll be right back, Tom.
And I figured that, let it go then. No, I stuck about it about Vietnam. I said, you know, so far, he keeps making factual assertions in which we control the facts. That's a hell of a way to run a campaign. See, I figure if I can scare him off Vietnam for a while.
What if your view was about my Henry? About the trip to Hawaii. If we do a reception, Mrs. Nixon should go, because right. It's a great asset to have a woman along with women like Cedar. Now, I personally, however, would rather have Gavin so that the meeting does not involve other women.
Well,
when we went to Moscow, though, we didn't.
I think Mrs. Nixon is in a different category from Mrs. Rogers and other wives.
Well, if they don't, but tell me, can you do it so that the Japanese don't bring their wives?
Oh, yes. They don't want to bring their wives. The Japanese aren't comfortable with their wives.
Right. Well, let's do it that way. And also, then we can have working dinners, and Mrs. Nixon will not participate in the dinner, see?
That's right.
I can have her go to Claire Luce's for a little do or something like that.
That's right. Claire is really all out, and she said, and that's interesting, because when I was there in June, she said there's no way any Republican can carry Hawaii. There's a 17-1 registration. She says now, she thinks, unbelievable as it may sound, you are probably going to carry Hawaii, particularly if you could steam up a few of the Democrats.
Yeah. She knows who they are. Then I think, as far as they're concerned, you tell Tanaka, we do not expect wives to be there. And I don't even say this election's coming, I'll just bring her at the last minute. So how's that sound?
I think that's
then we won't have Mrs. Rogers on our hands and all the rest, because then it's just a pain in the neck. Fair enough.
I've had a request. Incidentally, someday this thing's going to catch up with me. I've told the Chinese about the Soviet offer of New Zealand presidency. Because I think it'd be better not, and I won't ask their reaction. And they came back within 3 days, which is a little circle, and I couldn't see them. They wanted to see me Monday, I'd see them tomorrow. So, I'm going to.
What do you think I'm going to say? You're going to be out tonight then?
Tomorrow afternoon. Just for a couple of hours. What do you think I'm saying? Well, they'll be wondering against it. But since we won't accept the Soviet version, any improvement we can then sell to the Chinese is having. The strategy, what I'll tell the Chinese is, look, and the second thing is the Germans have asked me about resuming, about establishing diplomatic relations with China, and asked my views. Now this came from Barr, so I'm going to be Barr double talking after which he can leave to the Russians, so that I don't look
for too much of a
you see, I arranged for Schröder to go there. I told him don't invite a socialist, invite a Christian Democrat.
Help Schröder.
Yeah, it may undermine. See, I figured if we can give the Christian Democrats another communist country to play with, then the Russians, that splits the Christian Democrats from the socialists, and the Christian Democrats won't start running to Moscow too, but he can be the Christian Democrat to play with. And that way, and it makes the Chinese feel we are useful to them. Well, I'm going to tell the Chinese tomorrow, come and talk cold turkey to them. I'm going to say, look, here is our strategy. We are convinced that we're going to pack around 74 and 75. We will not let you be defeated. On the other hand, the only way we can do this is by having enough of a state to a visible state. So this is what it is for that.
Thank you.
office, shouldn't they?
Their own negatives, but...
Well, you know what they...
You're going out there. The best deal.